Very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk on Monday, July 2nd, 2018. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Chris Gande.
And tonight on Live Talk, we are going to talk about the July 30th election amidst claims that the poll will be rigged that is coming from the opposition MDC alliance.
To join in the discussion, phone us directly at 001-202-619-2077 and we'll call you right back.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com, and www.voaindebele.com.
The opposition MDC alliance has warned that Zimbabwe could slide into chaos if this month's elections are rigged. The alliance is accusing the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission, or ZEC, of colluding with ZANU-PF to rig the elections.
But the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission has dismissed those claims as unfounded.
If you wish to join the show, phone us directly at 001-202-619-2077 and we'll call you back. The number again, 001-202-619-2077.
Honguka hama wadiwa nasi tlao titinge chitarisa gadziriro ye sarudzo. Nasi ve Bature MDC Alliance vaita iwo musangano ne vatorwe nau muarari vakazisa iwo kuti avas kufara ne mabatiro arikuitwa sarudzo ne sangano re Zimbabwe Electoral Commission. Vachiti arisi kuita unge mutongi gava maenzanise. Varikuti iwo ZEC haisi kunyatsobuda pachena. Kuti gwaro racho richavhoterwa nevanhu rinenge rakamira sei vanga vachitiwo vanenge vanzwa sekuti kana pachidhindwa gwaro pane kuti paiswe vanhu vakaenzana kurudyi nekuruboshwe vakawanda vanenge vakawandira kuruboshwe kuti vamunangagwa vazoende pamusoro pebepa rekuvhota zvinova zviri kuunzi nezek aiwa handizvo zviri kuitika uye vari kutiwo veMDC Alliance havasi kufara negwaro revavhoti kune mamwewo mapato akaita sana NPP ari kuchema-chemawo kuti nhengo dzavo dziri kushungurudzwa nedzinofungidzirwa kuti inhengo dzeZANU-PF asi veZANU-PF vari kuti aiwa kutaura uku ndekwevanhu vari kutya kupinda musarudzo. Chris.
Yebo, Blessing. Lamhlanje zvulukandaba sixoxa ke ngodaba lokhetho. Ukhetho olwenziwa ekupheleni kwayo nale inyanga sokusele amalanga angamachumi phansi ngamachumi amathathu singathi thina yi-28 days. Lamhlanje ke ibandla le-MDCT lona elikhokhela umanyano we-MDC Alliance lithi kuningi kakhulu okungahambi kahle kudaba lwezokhetho ikakhulu nxa kukhangelwa into ezifana le-voters roll uluhlu lwabavoti okuthiwa khona kulabanye abahlala ezindlini uyathola amagama abantu abaningi kakhulu indlu inye kuzokuba lokunye okukhulunywa kufana lokuthi kanti vele lona iphepha lokuvotela i-ballot paper kungani lingamanga kahle akufakwanga kahle amagama akhona ukwenzela ukubana umnomzana uMongameli Mnangagwa ekhanye elaye ephezulu bathi ke kunenge nje abafuna kulungisiswe. Yiko ke esifuna ukuxoxa ngakho kuhlelo lwethu lwalamhlanje. Blessing.
Of course, for soccer enthusiasts, we'll continue to update you on what is happening at the World Cup. Currently, in the round of 16, Japan is playing Belgium, and it's 0-0 at the moment. And earlier today, Brazil beat Mexico 2-0 to go into the qualifiers, quarterfinals of the World Cup. And of course, today, back to our topic, we are talking about the elections coming up at the end of the month. There was a press conference today, Chris, by the MDC Alliance. They were saying that they are not happy with the state of the voters' roll, and they are saying that they are. At times, 100 people registered on a non-existent address, and there are some people who are said to be 155 years still on that voter's roll. there are many complaints, but of course, Zeki is saying that some of those claims are unfounded, and they are doing whatever they can to make sure that this election is free, fair, and credible.
Yes, Blessing, it's quite interesting to find 155-year-olds. And this is a system, the biometric system, which is supposed to weed out all those irregularities, but they appear to be still on the voter's roll. So it's quite interesting to find out what will happen from now.
Mm-hmm. I think, Chris, we have our first guest, Mr. Chabang.
Yes, Yebo. Yebo Chabang.
Yes, yeah,
yes.
Yes. Zola Katana got
Ah, okay. You got to get away and
Yes,
okay. Ah, okay. Babu Chabang, first of all, maybe you would like to introduce yourself. I know you have lots of titles. They might escape me. So you would you be in a position to, you know, tell our listeners who exactly is Mr. Sengezo Chabang?
Thanks, Chris. No, I'm really an ordinary Zimbabwean. A family man. In politics, well, we started a long way back in 2000. Apparently, I am the PRC Deputy Secretary for Mobilizing and Programs of Mobilizing.
Okay, and by PRC, you mean People's Rainbow Coalition?
People's Rainbow Coalition, yeah, and, yes.
Yeah, for those who are not aware, I mean, yes. There could be one or two people, I don't know, but PRC stands for People's Rainbow Coalition, and it's led by former Vice President Joyce Mujuru. Now, let's dig straight into the heart of the matter. The elections coming up and all those so-called irregularities, I will say so-called because, you know, Zek is saying they are unfounded. So can you tell us, as the Rainbow Coalition, what you are seeing or talking about in your group?
Well, it's the same old story. Nothing has changed. What has changed is we have got a new face in the form of ED Emmerson Mnangagwa, the new president, but the system didn't change. People thought that by removing Mugabe, then you'll have a different dispensation. There's no different dispensation in terms of electoral acts, in terms of electoral reforms, in terms of the playing field. It is still same old dirty playing field. Even now, it's so sophisticated because there's this kind of theory that things have changed and people are going to be straight away by those by that kind of an attitude. So, Zek, we have told people long back that Zek, it has to be overhauled. But no, it's not even progressive to talk about it now, but we have got to say there is an election which is in 3 weeks' time. People are going to go into that election, but nothing has really changed. You see people registered in the same households, voting in something that is unheard of. About 525 people coming from the same household and voting in different constituencies. How do you balance that? So it's really, really a chaotic, should I say, election. It's a farce. The election, the result of the election is predetermined. Yet this was what we didn't want. We felt that this time around we will have an election whereby a result is not going to be contested. But we are going back to 2013, we are going back to 2008, we are going back to where we started in 2000. So nothing has really changed. We will continue try to expose shenanigans made by ZANU, shenanigans made by ZEC, so that at least it does not really affect the electorate, so that the electorate has got that clear conscience when they go to the ballot, so that they are not persuaded by these shenanigans that ZEC is doing and ZANU PF are doing.
Mm-hmm. Yes, Mr. Sorry, Blessing, I will quickly jump in there. Mr. Chavangu, Your leader, Joyce Mujuru, or the leader of the coalition, was in ZANU-PF, and surely she must have an idea of how the ZANU-PF was rigging.
Precisely, precisely. We have said she is not God. We have said she has sinned before, but when you have got, when you believe in God and you have got sinned before, it's between you and God. When you walk into a church and then you say, look, God, I have sinned. God is going to, it's not us who is going to cleanse you, but it is the God, it is your faith. So, yes, the woman has come out. Our president has come out. And they said, no, look, yes, I have been into ZANU-PF. Yes, ZANU-PF have rigged elections before. This is the kind of they are actually using now. You see Nelson Chamisa talking because he can speak. He can speak out. We give these people the intelligence security information. So we have it on our deck, how these people have been rigging the elections. And people thought that it's not going to challenge Emmerson Mnangagwa, the current president of ZANU-PF. And they were surprised that Joyce Mujuru filed the papers. But she has been very critical and key behind the scenes. Because, look, he's a seasoned politician. He doesn't go out in public. He's a trained soldier. He's a trained military person. So he doesn't go out. But he will reveal the information to the strategic people, to the strategic bodies that are relevant to into the elections. And then these people will then expose. This is why it's difficult. If there's a person in this country that ZANU-PF is very afraid of, if there's a person that Emmerson Mnangagwa, the president of Zimbabwe, whom he's afraid of, he is Joyce Mujuru, Nelson Chamisa, because he knows they've been there together. So he is one person that ZANU-PF don't want to see because he has exposed these things that are coming in the media. They are coming from the security intelligence that we're actually getting.
Okay, thank you so much, Blessing.
We are now being joined by Mr. Jacob Mafume of the MDC Alliance and also the spokesperson of the People's Democratic Party, the formation led by Tendai Biti. Mr. Mafume, good evening.
Good evening, Zulu. Thank you for having me.
Thank you so much. Tomboti vamafume pane kuchema chema kuri kuitwa nevanopikisa vachiti ivo havasi kufara nezviri kuitwa neZEC. Asi ZEC iri kuti iyo aiwa vanhu iri kuita nepose painogona uko ZANU-PF ichiti vanhu vari kuda kusvibisa ZEC vanhu vari kutya kukundwa musarudzo. Munoona sei nyaya?
ZEC raitika nyaya panyaya yeZEC. Zvokwadi hatisati tamboona kutadza basa kwakadaro kubva maelections akatanga muZimbabwe. Vanhu vaya vari kuita kutyora mutemo madiro ajojina. Zvokwadi kuti tizive kuti vari kuda kuita election here kana kuti maumbwa avari kuita hatisi kumbonzwisisa. Iko zvino tiri kunetsana navo panyaya yeballot printing. Vakatiti huyai tizomonita ballot printing. Tosvika ikoko vanhu vatakatuma vari kutiudza kuti vakaudzwa kunzi ballot printing yanga yatatanga 3 days before vanhu vauya. Vakadongoreswa nechiburi chiduku duku cheglazi vachitaridzwa kuti ballot iri kuprindiwa uko kure kure kwanga vasingambooni kuti chii chiri kuitika. Ballot yacho yatakapuwa sample, chipepawo chiya chinoshandiswa nevanhu kana vachi putira magifts eChristmas. Chimwe chipepa so chakangosauka sauka chakasakara sakara ndo chinonzi ndo chichange chiri ballot paper. Tovunza kuti ballot yakamira sei, order yakamira sei, runyere kupe nekunzwa kwatiri kuita vakaripatsanura nepakati kuti vaitire kuti vamunangagwa vange vari pamusoro pa second column. Sezvamunoziva vamunangagwa vane stenemu iri pakati emu. But vakaona kuti vanhu vamunangagwa kuda kuti havana kudzidza here kana kuti vanoshayikwa kana kuti vanosapotwa nevanhu vashoma, vari kuda kugadzira imwe kolamu pasaidi yekuti zvinhu zvifambe zvakadaro. Voters roll yatakapuwa haizi biometric, ivoters roll yamudede iya yatakaramba. takati toda biometric voters rule pana kana chi biometric iko zvino vakuda kutudza kuti kumeso kuri private zvokwadi unganzi kumeso kuri ku private kwatofamba nako every day pana akambovhara kumeso muno muZimbabwe kumeso kwakamboita private part asi unonzwa veki vari kuda kutudza nyika yose kuti face yako is a private part yagara ichi ichifamba nayo face iri pashi tinogara takaiisa pazvitupa nepatakasiyana siyana hatisi kufara chikuru nezviri kuitwa nezeki zeki iri kuda kukonzera mhirizhonga muZimbabwe iri kuda kukonzera boboto muZimbabwe iri kuda kukonzera kusagarika muZimbabwe nenyaya yavo yokusada kuita basa nemazvo nenyaya yavo yokuda kufevha ZANU PF nenyaya yavo yokuda kuti vadzose ZANU PF mupawa isingachadiwi neruzhinji rweZimbabwe vari kuda kudzosa ngozi munyika yeZimbabwe inhundira tsime chaidzo chaidzo dziri kuitwa nevanhu vezeki.
Tinotenda Chris.
Yebo, blessings lo mlaleli lapha uDesire. Desire.
Yebo.
Siyakwamukela kuhle.
Ngiyabonga.
Ungaphi komhlaba?
Ngisegoli.
Usegoli. Ungasiphi imbono yakho?
Ngicabanga ukuthi vele lolu khetho lolu vele izana ukuthi ihleli zami ihleli vele isebenzisa into esinokwenzeka nje ukuthi kube mhlawumbe kuyavuma ukuba izeki lifana nale bhodi ephethe ama-elections lakubo-South Africa i-independent manje leyani esezimbabwe vele yakho independent into ezana p f sekufana nokuthi izana u p f iziranele ukhetho ya
kungani usithi kayi-independent
kungani sorry
kungani usithi wena kayi-independent sibona ujaji eqatsho kuba ayikhokhele wena kuyini okwenza ukusola
sonke isikhathi vele ihamba nezane p f and basho akwazizi izane p f isola icomplain ukuthi iveki ayihambisani izinto kahle kanjenaa kukhomba khona ukuthi bafake abantu babo laphana yiyo econtrola everything ngoba ngithi izane p f nayo ingenele ikhetho sithi kunokhetho o-2002 iveki yarobha angikaze ngizi izane p f icomplain ukuthi iveki ayihambisi kahle makhaya kushouthi yona izane p f mayibona ukuthi izeki perfect ihambisa kahle that means there's something that they know ngengezeki ingakho nje wabona nalela khetho lwathatha isikhathi lingarelease ama-results ikhomba khona ukuthi vele izeki ibelongs to zanu p f into nje ikhona ukuthi mangabe i-political party iye yathi kuyina bonke la bantu abasebenzela izeki bafanele babhekane namacala okuviolata i-constitution ye-country ngoba benza izinto ezingafanele ukuba bayazenza
hayi kuyezwakala
kuyezwakala
hayi sibongile kakhulu Desire ube lobusuku obuhle blessing Desire they our caller is complaining about the independence of ZEC he says it's totally on the side of ZANU PF
let's go back to Mr. Shabangu are you still on the line Mr. Shabangu?
Yes, I can hear you loud and clear.
Okay. Yeah. But according to ZEC, they are doing everything in their power to ensure that this election is free, fair, and credible. And they are saying that they are addressing all your concerns, and they are surprised as to why you continue to challenge their authenticity.
Well, I lost my phone, so I don't know whether my phone covered part of what I'm going to say. I can't even single out one thing that we have questioned before that they've fulfilled. We as political parties, we have all along said the contestation of this election is going to be on two key things. One, where would be the ballot paper printed. They told that it would be printed by Fidelity in Harare. And then we said we should be there so that we look at the paper. How is it going to be printed? We need to look at security features of that particular paper. We need to take care of an audit. All those things are not yet done. And these 3 weeks down the line, we wanted to make sure who is going to transport. We have agreed. Who is going to transport that ballot paper? Who is going to keep it? We have simple, basic things. So ZEC should not hide behind the finger and say they've told us the things, they've done everything that we were demanding as political, as opposition in Zimbabwe. They haven't fulfilled even a single thing. So I'm not really persuaded by that that idea or that arrangement.
Mm-hmm. Chris.
Okay. Ubamba kancane ucingo mnumzana Chabangu siyaphenduka kuwe. Silomlaleli lapha uBhekimpi. Bhekimpi, siyakwamukela uhlelo.
Hayi, nami ngiyabonga baba nizani.
Hayi, siyaphila. Ungaphi kwomhla?
Ngisekhethe town ya South Africa.
Oh, eKapa. Ungasiphi imbono yakho?
Yeah, indaba yokhetho leyo kwindaba yindaba iphendule sibile eZimbabwe. Njalo ngalesi sikhathi kusobala ukuthi izanu ile thuba lokuwina. Ngenxa yokuthi ama-opposition parties ajabukene phakathi, angisho bona. So I guess into ebiqakathekile ngama-opposition parties bekumele bahlale phansi babeke isinqumo esingakuthi nesingisi, what is their goal? Is this to get rid of ZANU-PF or to create all these factions that they have, angisho bona? Ngoba kuzaba nzima ukuthi bekhiphe iZANU-PF ngabe dabukene kanje. Ngoba iZANU-PF iminyaka edluleyo ade besebenzisa i-divide and conquer. And that's exactly what is happening right now. Bazothatha i-advantage of all ingxabangxoza yonke le khona. MDC Jamisa, kulomjuru, kulobanibani, kulobanibani. So imagine ukuthi nxa amaphathi wonke la akade ngahlangana babumbe iphathi eyodwa ukuthi bagengule iZANU-PF. And then even if they after that, I think the opposition party could have stood a better chance to get a little bit by. But
I was going to say,
hayi, nami ngiyabonga baba.
Okay, ube lobusuku obuhle.
Thank you.
Of course, he's raising quite an important point that the opposition parties will lose not because there's rigging, but there are just too many opposition political parties and they should form a coalition. Mr. Mafume?
Democracy, yaka uya ichiti vanhu ngavaite mapato akawanda. Saka democracy yatakadai inonzi multi party democracy. Zvakafanana nokuti vanhu vakaita masweets akawanda mushopu munhu achazivi sweet raada kudya. Kana kuti zvinhu zviri mota dzikawanda uchazivi mota yauda kutenga. Unotenga mota kubatana hesi takabata mumacoalitions atinawo. Asi isusu chemo chatinacho ari zvino. Ndechekuti iko ZANU-PF tineirova pafeya takamboirakasha muna 2008 tinogona kuirakashazve muna 2018 tinongogara tichirovera pasi tichihwina nyaya inotinetsa inyaya yezek isingadi kuita maelection pazviri izvo isingadi kuita maelection anotevedzera zvinonzi fairness iko zvino manewspaper nemaTV ari kutoshayawo nyaya dzekutaura vaakutofamba vachitaura first lady vachitenga matomatos. Can you imagine nyika yose inonzi main news bulletin ndiyekuti first lady vaenda vakanotenga hanyanisi pasaidi pemugwagwa zvotova news dzinotaurwa 15 minutes nekuti havasi kuda kuti vamwe vemapato vabude vaakutaura pamusoro pevana vavo madzimai avo ivo neshamwari dzavo nechinangwa chekungoti pasaita mareforms zeki yakanyarara nyaya yebaloti tataurazve zeki yakanyarara kwairi kuprintwa distribution mafambiro aichaita nekuti ichaprintwa nani inyaya yatogara tichingochema-chema vari kuramba kutaura tiri kuda kuziva kuti achaprintwa ari mangani mabaloti last time vakaprinta over 30% extra mabaloti normal process inoti kunoprintwa 5% extra iro vemuno vakazamudzira vakaita 30% extra mabalance anozopfekerwa iwawo. Toda kuziva kuti atangira papi serial number yekutanga ndeipi, serial number yekupedzisira ndeipi, nekuti maserial numbers awo aindiswa kupi, rakachengetwa kupi, hapana aita cloning here yebaloti. Nai tinofanirwa kunge tichiziva zvese izvozvo, havadi kutiudza. Vari kupfumbatireiko nyaya dziruzhinji? Tavanoti vanzira chiiko zvinhu zvinofanirwa kungeitwa pajekerere? Ndo kuhuori, ndo kuda kuti vanhu vasawirirana munyika kwavari kuita vanhu vezeka. Ndosaka tiri kuvatsoropodza, tiri kugunun'una nenyaya yezeki, ende pamberi apa hatisi kuona kuti sarudzo iyi ichaitika.
Thank you, Mr. Mafume. And for those of you who are just joining us, good evening. And this is Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the elections coming up on July 30th. That is end of this month. And there are 23 presidential candidates. And just a quick update for the soccer supporters at the World Cup is still Belgium 0, Japan 0 in the round of 16. And earlier on, Brazil beat Mexico 2-0. Chris.
Yes, Blessing. I would like to go back to Mr. Mafume. Mr. Mafume, there is this question that I've heard some people asking regarding the ballot paper. Why there is so much obsession about the ballot paper when we are meant to understand that the elections in 2008 were rigged using Nikuv. This Nikuv thing seems to be a myth because so far we don't have any tangible evidence to say there's a paper that when you touch with your pen, it does some magic. Now, can you tell us why should we keep pursuing this issue of the ballot paper?
The ballot paper is what happened in 2008, how Nikuv rigged was in statistics. Nikuv yakatamba munozva pa ballot paper, nyika zhinji dzakakura dzemunyika dzinotora 5 days or less kuverenga mavhoti akawanda kudarika. Fungai India inoita maelection, havaverengi mavhoti kwemwedzi wese. Kuindia nemakurire mune vanhu 1 billion vanopedza kuverenga mavhoti in 5 days. Muzimbabwe takaita 2008, junda iyi, military junda, yakatora 5 weeks kuverenga mavhoti 3 billion.
Yes, Mr. Mafume, but that is counting. We are talking about the paper itself, which you have requested to go and watch.
Ballot paper. Here, kuti kana mungazivi kuti ma ballot paper are print kwa mangani. If you don't know how many ballot papers have been printed, what will happen is that these ballot papers will be cloned and they will get extra ballot papers. So you need to know the beginning serial number and the end serial number.
So it's about the numbers, not the paper itself.
Yes, the paper has to have security features. It has to be a standard because it is a document. You can't just put it on bond paper and say you are okay because people can then make more of those ballots.
Okay.
Sufficient security features on the ballot paper so that it is a genuine paper and they won't be ballot scarf. So, and also you need to secure the distribution of that ballot. Chitsotsichigerenga vanhu vajaira kuba vanoita ballot, vanoda kuita ballot simbire gudo rokuti harizivikanwi kuti riri papi negudo racho rogona kutokanganwa kuti rasiya simbi yaro papi.
Okay, thank you so much for that explanation.
Regai tiende kune mumwe muteereri. Tina vagarusa, ndizvo here?
Ndizvozvo.
Makadi henyu?
Ndiripo makadi.
Aiwa, isu tiripo, tipewo pfungwa dzenyu.
Pfungwa dzangu ini nezvebaroti pepa iyi, baroti pepa rakatotambwa naro kudhara, taokoea kumeswa. Tobva izvozvo vanhu vari kuzi Nana is an iguana. One is Hanley Gareda and Snakers Hindi. Saka put it up to the papa. I don't know. Saka is not an atina of him. As I do, Papa Mudiri, you know, the Gora Nirava. It was done, take a kid. I owe you a pizza.
Asi pane umbo here vekuti vamuri kuti vanodzidzana nezano vanodzidzana nezano kana kuti ndozvotaurwa neye zano PF yacho kuti aiva vanhu vari kutyasarudzo ndo vanongovhunduka chati kwatara
hakusi ungovhunduka ndava tinotoziva chaizvo vana zvaigwana vakagara vachindoma zano Na maika hende mazani chaimo chaimo. Saka haitiki mbeka zokufungi jira. Ita ura choko hati kutikina uki. Kwa zikamu wakato mbira kudara kwa ungo chambu.
Ae watinote nda zukuru wa guru sare kupinda mchilongwa chedu.
Maika zakanaka.
Mr. Guru sawa listener is insisting Chris that, you know, because... some ZEC officials allegedly have links to ZANU-PF. They might actually swing the election in favor of ZANU-PF. And he's saying that he thinks that the result is already known and is seriously concerned. He wants ZEC to be reformed.
Quite interesting. Mnumzana Chabangu, seskangela udaba olunye oluhluphayo lezi nsuku lapha lo ballot paper. Chabangu?
Yeah.
Siyabona kuthiwa khona uMnangagwa usefakwe kwelinye yenye ikhwesi ngathi yicolumn ngesikhiwa ukwenzela ukuthi igama lake liye phezulu. Kutakatheko kunganani nxa sesikhangela ukuthi ngesinye sezikhalazo elikhala ngaso kakhulu.
Kuqakathekile ngoba phela ama-parties maningi, ama-presidential candidates angu-23 maningi kakhulu. So ukuthi nxa vele uzaba phezulu, kuyabe kusitsho ukuthi ama-chances akho kumbe amathuba akho ukuthi umuntu akubone maningi kulanxa uphakathi kumbe usekugcineni. Ngoba abantu uyabe engxenye seme isikhathi eside, ngoba sizakubona ukuthi kuzabe kulabantu abaningi abazalayina kulelo khetho kukhanya ingani kulentuku nje yokuthi umuntu wonke ufuna ukuthi ayevota. So nxa amaphepha abo emaningi, ule phepha likakhansila, ule phepha likapresident, ule phepha lika-m p ngamadompi kathi singakhangelele kama-elaiyafiaezangu-80 something, uye sika kwelama-councillors again kulale ngxa kule-12 kule-15 kulama-independent. So bonke labana abantu uthola amaphepha angu-4 kodwa amade. So nxa ibizo lakho liphezulu, ulama chances amaningi kakhulu ukuthi umuntu kulokuthola kudinga kumele isikhathi about 3 minutes ube usovotile usuphumile. So ungathatha isikhathi esithi lokhu kudinga nalo muntu, kuyabe lokho kungezelela isikhathi sokuthi abantu baselokhu besemalayinini. So yibo ubucili bona buyana-ke esizabubona futhi. Kumele ukuthi-ke kulandelwe phela ngokuthi kaiakho alphabetically iqala ngoba xa uyi-president last election eyayenziwayo kwakuwukuthi wonkona oqale ukuya ku-nomination court nguye obaphezulu. That's what esakusebenzisayo kwi-last election eka-2013. Akuzange sikhangele i-alphabetical order ukuthi umgabe lo Tswangirayembana oqala, but owaqala ukuya register ku-nomination court ibizo lakhe selihlele ngena phezulu belandelana ngaleyo ndlela. So lokhu mbona ngani yikho vela sebezama ukuthi basicile ngakho uMasemnangagwa.
Hayi, siyabonga yalo secingweni lapho, siyaphenduka ku.
Okay.
Chris, I think we are now being joined by our third guest, Mr. Gadzira Chirumanzu, a political analyst who usually leans towards ZANU-PF, but he had a prior engagement, so we only have him for about 5 minutes. Now, Mr. Chirumanzu, what is your take on these complaints by the opposition that ZEC is rigging the election?
Well, thank you, Studio 7 staff, and all Zimbabweans listening to your program. You see, sometimes the political, maybe this is just, you know, how can I put it? You know, people are just complaining for the sake of complaining. Honestly, if the ZANU-PF has its own supporters, it will definitely vote for their MP and their president. And it's as they. If MDC has supporters, definitely they there is no way they would vote for ZANU-PF. They will vote for MDC. Mm-hmm. So to come up with the flimsy excuses of Zeki doing this and that, honestly, this is a hogwash of the highest order. In 1980, we had no, you know, this is Zeki thing, but people voted for the liberation movement. So this is just, you know, sometimes you fail to understand whether these people have got supporters or they don't have supporters. I don't see the reason why a ZANU-PF supporter would ever vote for Chamisa. That would be, it's out of question. And I don't foresee Chamisa himself voting for Emmerson Mnangagwa. It's out of question. Why would Chamisa not vote Emmerson Mnangagwa? And why would their supporters vote for Emmerson Mnangagwa until and unless they are convinced that, no, look, this time Zimbabwe needs to move on. And they have to vote for Emmerson Mnangagwa. Zimbabweans are literate. There is no way they would mistake an MDC and ZANU-PF.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Shabang, do you want to respond to that?
What my brother is missing here is that we are not talking about the supporters for each political party. Those can't miss, they cannot go, they can't be mistaken about who they want to vote. In fact, it's not the supporters, but we are talking about the silent voters, the masses. It's not the people who go to the rallies. Those people who don't go to church, you find them at the church, who go and find them in the clubs, who don't go, or you will find them but following the politics terrain, but not necessarily being active. These are the people I'm talking about. And these are the people who are going to make the difference in this election. Our supporters alone they don't have the numbers to make the difference. We have never, the White City Stadium, where Emmerson Mnangagwa was, it has got a carrying capacity of about 15,000, but he had about maybe 6,000 there 2 weeks ago. So we are not talking about those 6,000, but Bulawa has got a carrying capacity of about 400,000. So these are the people that we're talking about, that they follow, they want their lives to change, but they don't follow politics, but they go and vote in that election. They don't know what ZANU stands for. They don't know what MDC stands for. Maybe they will look for individuals. They will look, maybe they will have read the manifestos, maybe for the first time. You know what I'm saying? And so my brother, he should not mistake that we are talking about the supporters who are already converted. They know where they to cast their vote. But we're talking about the majority of Zimbabweans who are not active, but who are silent members of this electoral system.
Mm-hmm. Chris?
Yes. Mr. Mafume, what's your response to what Mr. Chirumanzu has just said, that you are like, the opposition is like crybabies. They just complain for the sake of complaining. What's your take on that? Mr. Mafume?
I think we lost Mr. Mafume.
Okay, let's go back to Mr. Chirumanzu. Mr. Chirumanzu, the opposition is put so much weight on the ballot paper itself. They are saying that they want to see the printing and probably wait by the side of the ballot paper until the election day. What's your take on that?
They've just said that they are crybabies, and they'll continue doing so. Well, look, you know, when the voting exercise starts, every political party has an agent who will be watching what's going on. So for them to say they want to see how the printing process goes on and so forth, honestly, it boggles one's mind. What is it all about? The issue is, if the opposition political parties do not have the support base, they have lost the election. And on the city fencing and all that stuff, that's unheard of. In Zimbabwe, people know that there are elections every 5 years, including the so-called 18, including those who are going to vote for the first time. Those who are going to vote for the first time, already they would know exactly what they are going to do with their vote. So for us to say there are certain people who are still undecided, who are still going to read the manifesto and so forth, if I am to pose the question right now, how many people in Zimbabwe have access of those political manifestos of different political parties? You find that it's very few. But at the end of the day, it is the rallies that will persuade people to vote for a particular party. It is the door-to-door campaign that is going to persuade people to vote for a particular party. It is the jingles on radio, on TV, or whatever it is, the newspapers and so forth. So for us to say that Zimbabweans do not know what's going on political in their country, honestly, I don't believe it. This is why I will continue saying these opposition political parties, they are just crybabies, because they have got nothing tangible as compared to what ZANU-PF has to offer for these people. Let us remember, ZANU-PF fought for the liberation of this country, and they will continue. It is only in Africa, through ZANU-PF, that blacks are in charge of their resources. Simple and clearer, as compared to other African countries that even got independence before us. It's just a question of political, you know, ideology. It is just a question of, you know, what the manifesto of ZANU-PF offers as compared to these other political parties. They are just bankrupt in terms of ideology. They are just bankrupt in terms of where we as blacks are going.
Thank you. We'll go back to Mr. Shabangu later, but we have a listener to name Tereri. Makadi Ndava Mkoma Tanga.
Zita.
Zita Ndian?
Mkoma Zita Tawuya.
Tawuya, okay. Right, Mkoma Tawuya tipeo Fungwa Zeni.
Fungwa Zangu Ndokuti, yes. Wanuwe Zeka Wanga Wati Nzire Tzitzi. Vasaita biro zvavakarerekera. Ndozvandakambotaura nditi mai makara vaya vanga vane saidhira rava mugabe. Ava futi vari kuenda futi saidhira nava munangagwa zvakaoma. Ngavati nzirewo tsitsi vana vatiregerere vanachamisa vambotongawo vakatongawo kana 5 years kana vakasaita zvakanaka tovabvisa. Ndava nguva yareba vachitonga but pasina zviri kubuda. Sabaiwa nokugara musango ngavatibatsirewo ko vamudede vari kuti vakanyarara havasiyere vachazoverenga futi mavhoti achazopedza futi mwezi
vamudede havachisidei nezvesarudzo
saka munhu anogona kupinda pachigaro ipapo kudai atinzirawo tsitsi asaitawo pfungwa dzana vamudede atitirewo pfungwa dzokuenda mberi nenyika nokuti so far zvipatara chaizvo mukazvitarisa zviri kurwadza madhetisendendi saka tokumbirawo kuti pamboitawo utongi huri nane pasina kubirana kana kuita sei vezeki ngavatibatsire vanachamisa vambotonga mavanga edu ambopora hawo timboona kuti zvoenda nekupi ngokuti nzirawo tsitsi chete padiki diki chete nokuti vakumanaka zvese zvatiri kutaura kubva 2000 pamakatanga studio tichiteerera taigonawo kunzwa nhau dzakarurama dzakanaka dzainguva nokuti tikaenda kunana Radio Zimbabwe vanongorerekera saidi ravo mukana wekuti tigone kutaurawo zvatinodawo zvatinoshuva saizvozvizvi unenge wakaoma
asi kavezeki hamungati ngavamboregedze vachamisa vapinde panyanga ka ivo vari kuti ivo ndimutongi gava maenzaniso havanei nekuti ndiyana abudiri
havasi mutongi gava nokuti vari kurama nemapicture edu vari kurambire nawo haasi mutongi gava vari saidi ravakarerekera even nyange uchienda paborder une zita passport yako isina picture vanokudzora vanondokuenda kupi saka tikuda mapicture edu ngaabude hapana munhu anomboroverwa mapicture ake zvino vamunangagwa vacho vakati munhu wese free and fair mapicture edu tiri kumada abude nezita redu kuti tigone kubuya mukabhodha nawo mapicture iwayo
tinotenda zvikuru vatauya nekupinda muchirongwa chedu
tatenda zvikurusa
tinotenda you are there from Mr. Tauya with Adamant that Zeke cannot be the referee in this match, and he is saying that they should give Mr. Chamisa the chance. Whether that is Zek's mandate or not, I don't know. Zek is simply saying that they are doing their best to ensure that you know, they don't take sides. The winner is the winner. They want an election that is not in dispute. Maybe you can bring in Mr. Chabang.
No, before we go to Mr. Chabang, Mr. Zulu, you know Studio 7 is open for business. We have a caller. We have Spanda on the line. Spanda, kunjan?
Yeah, Pilaba.
Yes, I'm going to say.
Yeah. Mina injebe ngicela lapha ukuthi khona especially MDCT Alliance ikhanya ile information about iphepha lelithi khona kule reading and so forth, but abancedisi abantu ukuthi khona basitshela ukuthi exactly what the maphepha la iproblem yakhona ingaphi. For instance, nxa abantu bazathi khona kwala maphepha azangena singini election le yinthi is a station based i-voting, i-county ihleziyo khonapho i-register. So the story ukuthi basincedise ukuthi khona amaphepha la amanye la kuthiwa azahlohlelwa bahlohlelwa njani. Into yabona akusiphathisi thina abanye voting ngoba silalwazi. The story ukuthi khona basicasisele ukuthi khona nxa i-voting senziwe ku-police station kwakhawuntwa abapholi-enasingeni basayina abantu ukuthi khona ama-results iwaphi. So la maye amaphepha la kuthiwa aseceleni angena njani, kodwa ngicela ukuthi basicasisele khona. Okwesibili, ephepheni le-news day lamhla kuthiwa kulama abantu aba-400 ku-one room, but mina ngokwazi wami abantu be-register lapha babe producer either i-proof of residence or i-affidavit. So umbuzo engila ukuthi khona abasitshele ukuthi khona abantu laba bahambise ku-Zek, bayi-challenge i-Zek ukuthi khona nampa abantu abarejiste ku-one room abayi-400. I-Zek iziphendulele, but abakwenzi konke lokhu. Umbuzo ukuthi besabani kathi ukuthi basincedise lathi khona sizaparticipate, ngoba i-Zek amelanga i-defend, i-Zek amelanga again siyi-criticise lapho engonanga khona. For instance, nangithenga ukuzo lokhu ayi ngabafonela abantu be-Zek ngathi what is the problem, bathi bona esicikisa lapho bathi kuthiwa kule-400 khona bahambile ba-counter bathola abantu abangu-5. So kule contradiction, so the state basinika information eqinileyo khona ngathi sizakwazi ukuthi khona sibe ne-input nxa si-criticise Zek siyi-criticise sine-information eqinileyo.
Hayi, kuyezwakala. Sizawuqhubela lapha omunye esilawo lowo mbuzo, sizawuqhubela kumnumzana Chaba ngengxenye engakuphendula. Okay, sibonge kakhulu. Ungalalela nje eredweni yakho, sizambuza. Yeah, blessing. He says he's full of questions because the first question he says people are being told that there is rigging through the ballot paper, but he doesn't understand how, because he says he really wants to participate and also question. He says he actually called Zek and asked them about the numbers, you know, of the people who are said to be 150 or 300 in one house. He says Zek told him no. We went to those numbers according to what is coming out, and we found in one of the houses, instead of the 150, we found 5 people. So, Mr. Chabang, ungaphendula yini umlaleli lapho usitshela ukuthi lina kathi kungani lingachaziseli abalandeli benu ukuthi amaphepha nanka sithi yiwo azasetshenziswa ku-RIGO, azasetshenziswa njani njengoba ku-polling station based one, and secondly, nxa kuyukuthi kona amaphepha la alodubo, kungani lingatsheli abalandeli benu ukuthi kwenzakalani? Utsho njalo umlaleli.
Umlaleli, yikho esikwenzayo ukuthi sitshele uZulu ukuthi i-election le ebuyayo kuqakathekile, even lanxa lisiyabhala ama-exams kumbe kusesikolo, kule awuhambe uthwele amaphepha akho ukuthi ngiyafika ngibhalela lapha i-exam yami, wethu kuwaphiwe khonapho ama-exams lawo. Lalapho nxa kulo invigilator ongiyokhangela abantwana ukuthi bazabhala, ayachekwa ngu-headmaster, achekwe ngu-invigilator ozakhangela abantwana, lama-teacher wonke ukuthi aqondile acacile ayafanana la maphepha mangaki ku register abantu abantwana bangaka abazabhala exam bangu 12 amaphepha abuyile kangu 12 asikhona ukuthi sokubuya sokulama amaphepha asengu 15 khona ade kubhala abantu abangu 12 lawa ke amanye ke angu 5 andisuzabhalela ke abanye abantwana ubusufaka khona apho nxa ulomngani wakho kumbulo umntana wakho ufuna ukusumbhalela ke sofaka khona apho iphepha leliyana nxa ukuthi kuyabe kule ama extras abe sayinule phansi lawo ma extras ukuthi hayi in case ungaphambaniseka in case engxe umntwana bese bhala kubi khona apho bese cela ke elinyi iphepha sekuphiwa ngoba assigned for kuyazakala ukuthi ngama ngaka kuyafanana ke lokhethweni esikuthoyo ngokuthi asiboneni lapha ayenziwa khona sihambe siyewabona ukuthi yenziwa ngapi kwenziwa amangakanani mangaki abantu abaregistrele ku-election nxa kuzaba lama extras mangaki lawo ma extras siwabone nxa kulalokho okuthiwa ngama ipassport lama security features siwabone ukuthi leli liphepha elingeke lakwenziwa ngomunye umuntu sihlangana la emgwaqweni esisithi konkona nansi ballot paper kumele silibone ukuthi leli ballot paper lingeke liye kwenziwa ngomunye futhi umuntu laphana kumele kukhanye ukuthi leli licacile leli liyabe selenziwe ngomunye umuntu kalicacanga so konke lokhu kuqakathekile kakhulu ukuthi abantu izanu riganjani yikho eriga khona khonapho it doesn't matter ukuthi luku polling station khangela kahle sasile maswingo sile 24 seats sasile 18 seats out of 24 silabo 23 out of 26 emaswingo ngo 2013 imaswingo manikhale ndonke ithe ifuna uMorgan Tsvangirai as the president of Zimbabwe but ngo 2008 ngo 2018 saluza not even once sasala singela yona yokukhothisa umloda ubusunitshela ukuthi abantu babe ngatshintsha overnight khona kwakule inclusive government lena ibe yiyo yabanika i-US dollar iyo yabanika konke kwakukhona kukhuluma ngamaphilisi kwakungasela lutho sokuthengiswa amaputi abantu baphiwa zonke izinto lezo bayevotela umgabe bona babe babili kulo Tsvangirai phakathi khonapho so how do you justify izinto ezinjengazona eziyana so izinto abalalelo kumele bazilanzelele thina siphakathi kwakho singazinkokheli zabo yithi esibonayo yithi esilamehlo abangalawo bona ngoba bangale bangaphansi ba-organize izihlanganiso ba-organize imihlangano yethu ngale ngaphansi but nge-leadership thina esiphezulu yizo izinto esizisolayo sazibona ngo-2013 sithi-ke u-2013 angaze aphindeka futhi ngatesi ukuthi le-election liyahlala linga-announcewanga for 8 weeks
Mnumzana Chabangu
ikwesi kwalayo khonoko kumlaleli.
Okay. Yeah, bengithi ngikubambe nje kancane blessing Mr. Chabangu there is coming up with an important point. He says you cannot go to write an examination with the exam paper in your pocket. Anyway, those who are following soccer, the World Cup is halftime now. Belgium 0 and Japan 0.
Tinemwe mtereri vachu uskwa makadi. Makadi enyu?
Tiripo makadi yo.
Ai waisu tirinani tipe upungwa zenyu.
Nduku tere.
Vachu uskwa mwoni enyu haisu nyato nzuku. Ika madi ukutifambe kubva pamuri.
Alright, kanifambe.
Ya taura yenyu.
Alright, ndani chiti nini kuti zita riri pati kana kuti zvinenge zvaito ange ndachizvuti au ekokuti ndiye ngati tisei munhu weopposition angaiswa zita rake pamusoro ndizvaizoita here kuti ahwine kana kusahwine.
Aiwa zvavanoitira izvozvo vachiuswa ndezvekuti ndo zvinoitwa pose kuitira kuti pasaite mutauro wakumuka uyu kuti kana muchiendeswa pabaloti haungotsvetwe chero asi vanotarisa senemu yako seni ndini Zulu handiti ndinenge ndiri pekupedzisira ndotozviziva kana muclass chaimo mugrade 1 D pano padombotomba apa ndaitoziva kuti ndinitopedzisira kudaidzwa zita rangu zvino mukaona rapamusoro panike pa kuita mutauro
pane kuita mutauro asi akusiri kushai heko koko
abeno maone
inde kuona zvokuti mozauti kana munhu anenge achigona kutamba kana ukamuisa pakaita se unongochiona achikutambira mutambiro wakaoma kwazvo asi kana asingagoni kwanzi muona akaita makomba makomba ndaizotamba sei asi ni ndaichiona zvokuti inongova ishu yekukambena ndite zvino munhu wose ari kungokambena here mwosa ari kukambena saka mukukambena kuya kwandio munoonekwa kuti wagona hauna kugona izvi zvokuti ballot paper izvi hati tiyange tingotanoti tachibodza kuti kwanzi maballot paper unoekwa uchiti waisa x wako wozowana ashifta muvha unomuvha sei x wachona papepabepa anenge amasara muzi
aiwa tinotenda zvedu achiuswa nemaonero enyu muri kuti vanhu ngavatsvage rutsigiro kwete kuda kuhwanda nemunwe
zvinokwatitaura izvenyu vazvo
aiwa tinotenda zvikuru mukoma wangu nekupinda muchirongwa chedu you're there from our caller, Mr. Chuskwa, who is saying that wherever you are placed on the ballot, it doesn't matter really. You just have to make sure that you mobilize your supporters so that they can vote for you, not waste time complaining about the ballot paper, Chris.
Yeah, I think it's because of the numbers. You know, last election we had only 5 presidential candidates. Now we have 23. Maybe that's why there's all these issues. Because when there were 5, I can't remember who was the first or the last.
I'm
just saying in terms of alphabet that Morgan Tsvangirai, was he the first or Robert Mugabe?
And
then Tongan and so forth. Yes. Okay. Yeah, Blessing, it's quite interesting. We are coming to the end of the show, but do we still have any guests?
Mr. Chirumanzu?
Yes, in the report, Zanko.
Maybe.
Yes, Mr. Chirumanzu, the opposition has raised, amongst other issues, the issue of unfair coverage in the media, which most people say is unreasonable. What's your take on that?
Aparigandi chitaura nechishona. Nokuti chirungishi achitibatsiri. Chiripo ndicho kuti Zimbabwe ndiye vanhu vatema, ndevele shona, Kalanga, Nambia and all that stuff. Right? Varume, tisaswera tichinetsekara. Iye zvino chero wanga uri munhu weMDC unogona kuti MDC haibatsiri zvipandi zvipandi nhasi MDC T MDC kupe MDC nuve MDC PT then MDC Alliance unozvigadzirisa rini vanhu kuti vanyatso kufunga kuti tinovhotera ani MDC ipi yacho makakatanwa ZANU-PF inongoraba chingori ZANU-PF
vachirumadzu
kuredio zvokunzi kuTV zvokunzi kumanyuzi pepa kupi kupi hazvishandi coverage ripo ndekuti
vachirumadzu
kuvhura social media unonzwa uchinzi vachamisa vanga vane grupu ravanhu vakaonda pakati zvinenge zvichibuda papi izvozvo maZimbabwenzi vakangwarisa vanoona chokwadi nenhema tingaswera tikanechero nhasi ukaparidza maridzo yakaita sei paTV kavanhu vasingakudi havakudi
vachirumanzi vanoda kuti vamwe kavano i muri kuti MDC yakapatsanuka vamwe vanoti kakuzanu PF kwakabuda APF mavambo zumu zapu yavajabhengwa
vakabuda vanobuda vachifoma mapati avo ndokuti kuti kana ukabuda unozviti uri ZANU PF chakuti wobuda uzviti uri ZANU PF chakuti apa
tinotenda vachirumanzu nguva yedu
nguva yedu ndoisaka izvozvo
tinotenda vachirumanzu nguva yedu ndoisina kumira zvakanaka thank you so much to Mr. Chirumanzu there Mr. Chabangwe and also Mr. Mafume thanks also to our viewers and our callers and those following us on Facebook. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Chris Gande. Let's meet again next time. Good night.